England's Premiership season ended on Sunday with Manchester City at the top of the standings. Sorry, the table, as the English so foppishly put it. In any case, it wasn't an easy trip. Joining me to discuss what some have called the most exciting finish ever in the Premiership is Roger Bennett, co-host of Men in Blazers, which you can find on the Grantland website, and soccer columnist for ESPN.com. Roger, welcome back to Only a Game.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Manchester City's crosstown neighbor is Manchester United, one of the wealthiest, most popular, and most accomplished soccer sides in the world. Explain for the members of our audience unfamiliar with soccer in England what it meant for Manchester City to top Man U.
Well, the day itself, last Sunday, it was a little bit like watching Manchester City's bar mitzvah, Bill. It was like the day they truly became a man. It was a little bit like watching Roger Clinton just completely outfox, outdo, and overwhelm Bill Clinton. United are a powerhouse of modern sport. They are an uber franchise who Forbes valued, I think, $368 million more than the Yankees or the Cowboys. City have had decades, 44 years of comedy. They've been long suffering. Every time they've come near glory, they've managed to self-harm. A great friend of mine who now lives in Brooklyn, Johnny, Manchester born and bred, and I emailed with him right before the game, which he watched in the Manchester City bar in New York City. I asked him how he's feeling. They only had to crush this pathetic team, Queen's Park Rangers. A blowout was expected to clinch the title. And Johnny wrote to me, "I feel excitement, cancelled out by fear, cancelled out by belief, cancelled out by a lifetime of bitter disappointment."
Well, until the final moments of Manchester City's match against Queen's Park Rangers on Sunday, it looked as if mighty Man U might triumph after all. Tell us about the especially unlikely closing moments of Manchester City's last game of the season.
Yeah, I mean, City were playing Queen's Park Rangers. A coronation, a blowout was expected, but City toiled. Perhaps it was nerves. They went ahead in the first half, but in the second half, their defender, Julian Lescott, muffed a routine ball in what can be called Bill Buckner-esque fashion. And shockingly, Queen's Park Rangers pounced. The score was 1-1. And Manchester United, who were winning their game away at Sunderland, were suddenly in the improbable position of being champions. As the clock ticked down, QPR went ahead, even though they were suddenly down to 10 men. A miracle goal. And Manchester City, it looked like their old history had seeped back into the present day and that they'd fluffed it. And the announcer was 5 minutes to go. Manchester City 2-1 down. Manchester City fans started to leave the stadium, Bill. But first, in the 91st minute, a Bosnian lump, whose nickname is the Lamppost because he's been so immobile all season, headed the ball home. 2-2. There was still hope. And then with 90 seconds to go, Bill, 90 seconds, a Hollywood ending, an Argentinian, Kun Aguero, burst through a mosh pit of players. And he kept his composure as the bodies flew, smacked the ball home. 9 months of football, 380 games, 1,066 goals, and the tournament was all won by the last kick of the ball.
Roger, would it be fair to compare Manchester City's triumph to the Red Sox finally winning the World Series in 2004, or perhaps the U.S. men's hockey team beating the Soviet team at the 1980 Olympics?
Well, it's a great question, Bill. I think the key to understanding this is that Manchester City are no little train that could. I mean, they've had $1.6 billion pumped into them by Sheikh Mansour, and it was that $1.6 billion that cured their psychic condition. So we are entering a new era in which Arab billionaires will finally get the accolades they've been denied for so long. But we polled the listeners of our show, Men in Blazers, to really try and translate this through to American realities, and they came back to us loud and clear and said, "There's no direct parallel, Bill," and they had to build a Frankenstein monster of American sporting elements. I take you back to September the 28th, 2011, last day of the baseball season.
Right.
Rays, Yankees, Red Sox, St. Louis still battling all the way to game 162. The Braves, the Red Sox blowing 3-2 leads. The Rays digging out of that 7-0 hole against the Yankees. Evan Longoria's walk-off home run. The challenge with that is that they didn't win a championship. So when I saw it, I thought of one thing and one thing only. Joe Carter, 1993, walk-off home run, game 6 in the World Series, ninth inning, down 6-5, two men on, two strikes against him, home run. But the Blue Jays and the Phillies, they don't hate each other like Manchester United and Manchester City. I would throw in a bit of the 2004 ALCS Red Sox-Yankees game. And I think if you threw those three things together, you could just about sum up what was last Sunday.
Roger Bennett is the host of Men in Blazers, and he's the soccer columnist for ESPN.com as well. And he's, of course, written about soccer for various other publications. Roger, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
To find out why Roger has his lederhosen all in a bunch over this weekend's Champions League final featuring Chelsea and Bayern Munich, please visit onlyagame.org.